Thank you, Mr. Chair, Rapporteur. The International Chamber of Commerce, as representative of more than 45 million companies worldwide, recognizes the critical importance of ensuring that businesses have the knowledge, skills, and tools to respect human rights. ICC is committed to enabling business worldwide to secure peace, prosperity, and opportunity for all. Ensuring that people whose lives are impacted by corporate activities are treated with respect for their dignity is a core tenet of ICC's vision. In fact, many businesses are leading when it comes to prevention of and protection against human rights violations. We continue to believe that the UN Guiding Principles for Business and Human Rights represent a transformational roadmap to a future where people and enterprises thrive together. The work of embedding the UNGPs has indisputably been spreading through corporate practices, with risk assessments, enhanced supply chain due diligence, and human rights training all now routinely implemented in many enterprises. It's imperative that we work together to accelerate these positive trends. Over a decade from their adoption, however, we're concerned that the global collaborative approach enshrined in the UNGPs may be at risk of erosion now without concerted action from all parties. It remains a concern that a limited number of governments have published, let alone implemented, national action plans under the UNGPs. We urge all governments that have not yet done so to start the development of robust action plans without delay. ICC's global network stands ready to contribute constructively to support with the elaboration of national action plans. We also encourage the UN and its member states to facilitate a process that involves meaningful engagement with business in the development of the draft text. It should be noted that ICC still remains concerned at the treaty-based approach. We'd like to take the opportunity to emphasize that any future frameworks be internationally consistent and align fully and completely with the UNGPs. Without this, our concern is that future legal developments may disrupt the constructive efforts of companies already working to implement the UNGPs. We encourage governments considering possible legislation to fully regard these two principles as a cornerstone for meeting business and human rights challenges, and in closing, to engage in meaningful multi-stakeholder consultations as policies are being developed. Thank you, Mr. Chair Rapporteur.